Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hello, this is Sister Betty Jo, and this is my journey. I am here tonight. It's been a long time, but God be the glory. I'm here to bring forth a beautiful and wonderful, encouraging message. And it is November the 30th. It is 2015. It is Monday night, and it's 11:02 p.m. here in North Texas. Amen. I hope that everyone is having a wonderful, blessed evening. I hope you had a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. God is good. We should be all thankful. So much is, no matter what is happening around us, you know, God says for us to still give him praise, give him thanks. Thank him for the good and the bad. Thank him. Thank him when you're going in. Thank him when you're going out. Just continue thanking God because he loves to hear from us when we are thanking him and giving him praise. Amen. So the topic, I'm listening to my granddaughter, praise the Lord, bless her heart, amen. Topic tonight is called the ministry. Yes, the ministry. And the scripture reading that I will be bringing forth is in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, where it says, "But you be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to just say a little prayer, a short prayer, but mainly it's all about thanking him. So just as I said, let us just, you know, go into a very deep and short and thankful prayer, thanking God for everything, thanking him for what he is doing, that he is in control, thanking him for what is going on in our lives, that he has not never left us nor forsake us. And let us pray for those who are in Paris and those, Father, who are here in this nation, those whose lives has been taken. Father, comfort those whose loved one has been lost, who has passed away. Father, we just thank you for Blog Talk, and we just thank you, Father, bless their families, and bless every show, every ministry, regardless of what it may be, what they're bringing forward. We say, Lord, we bless them, and we will not curse them. So we just say, Lord, we just thank you for everything and all things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Okay, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I'm so with joy. You know, even though there's been days ago, I lost the passing of my baby brother. And you know what? You know, as I have did a blog on it, sharing with people about, you know, it comes with the journey. And when we talk about our journey, there are all kinds of things that we will encounter and many things we're going to have to endure. And that's why this subject here is talking about the ministry, is talking about endurance, okay? And I have to say that even through the loss of my loved one, you know, God is telling me, you know, he's here, he will comfort me, he will heal me, he wants me to, you know, we have to go through those stages, but he's saying, you know, I've never left you nor forsake you. I tell you one thing about it, you know, yes, we will miss our loved ones, but you know what? We know that we must continue in the race, and we must continue preaching, ministering, and teaching the true, full gospel. And this is what ministry is all about. Ministry is about, it's not about your status, whether you're single, you're married, you're whatever your color is, you know, you can be black, white, Asian, whatever color. It's not about that. Ministry is, it's about those who God has called. We are called to go out and minister the word, preach the gospel. God, you know, ordains us to go out and ministering the word. Ministry meaning that we move here and there, whether it's overseas, whether it's right in your own state, whether it's at the store, whether it's not always, this has to be ministry in the church. You are the church. So it's all about wherever the Holy Spirit wants. When you have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will move you and will direct you, and he is the one that speaks those words of encouragement or the words of truth to the people. Because this day and time, we need the truth. We need hope. And so this is why I'm bringing forth this about the ministry, that we have to, there's nothing as saying that it's all easy. A lot of times people think that being in a ministry that, you know, it's about, oh, that's easy street. You know, oh, that's nothing. All they have to do is, you know, say a couple of scriptures and preach, get up there on the pulpit and preach some couple of sermons, and, you know, and it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that, because when you're being called in the ministry, you're going to go through and you're going to have all kinds of trials. There are going to be all kinds of hardships. There's going to be many things that either happening in the church or outside of the church. And so there are going to be people who may not want to hear the truth. There are people who may not agree. This is not about opinions. This is about the word of God. This is about souls being saved. This is about, we don't know when the day that is going to come. You can't choose whom you want to minister the word to. You can't choose or say, okay, this is who I want to minister to. No, the Lord said ministering the word. That means go out there and preach and teach and share your testimony. Preach that gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's not about you or me. It is about who Jesus was, because it was Jesus Christ that died on that cross for us. He died on the cross for the whole entire world. He didn't have no kind of denomination. He didn't have no kind of, whether you're a man or woman, it has nothing to do with your age. He preached that gospel. He went through the land, and he was ministering. He walked. Sometimes he got on the ship and on boats. But the point is that ministry is not something that's saying, look pretty. Ministry is deep. It is about ministering the word, that you're going to be either liked or hate, disliked, disagree. It's all about coming together, ministering God's word, going through, standing, and not giving up, really. And so I looked up a definition about what endurance, and endurance is a noun. And so it says here the fact, it's about the fact or power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or a situation without giving away. Giving away. That means here, as I just said earlier, that it's not going to be pleasant. It's going to be unpleasant when you're in ministry. It's going to be difficult when it's in ministry, because, as I just said, not everyone is going to agree. Sometimes members doesn't even agree. Sometimes members, you hear a lot of chaos is going on in the ministry. And so, as it says, you know, a lot of people are going to think, well, it's, you know, they want to be in ministry. But you know what? Ministry can be, as I said, it can be cleaning a toilet, taking someone some food. It's someone that you can sit up at night, call them and check on that individual and see how they're doing. It doesn't have to be someone that you have to know. It can be that stranger. It can be someone who's telling you about someone that maybe need comforting. So ministry is not always going to be the way you want it to be or where you think it should be. It is what God has called it to be. He never turned down when someone did call him. It was his time, and he moved when it was his time and to move. So this is what it's about. Don't just throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't give up. You continue standing strong, believing in the word that you, that God gives you, and the word of truth is in the Bible. So study your word, believe what you're studying, knowing that God, this is what, this is his assignment that he gives you to do. It's not what he given someone else to do. It is about what he gave you to do. Amen. And so this is all about, as I just said a few minutes ago, difficult processes. Okay. And there's a scripture here that I have here too that I want to share. I always try to back myself up with scriptures, you know. It's not about, as I said, my opinions and all that. It's about what God says. And here he says in Hebrew, and you can write these scriptures down for yourself, ask God for wisdom, and he will give you wisdom if you ask him for it. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us." You get that? He said, let us run with it, run with endurance. That means we're going to run with it. We're going to run with it. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to be with no fear. We're going to run in this race. We're going to do what God has called us to do. And it says here, God has set before us. God sets this before us, not someone else, not man. God sets this before us in this race, endurance the race. And that's as you go and think about races that people, when you watch someone who are in a race, who are maybe doing in track, or you see many people who are running, and you'll see some who are really pushing it. They are really pushing it, as you ever notice it. You may have been in a race, a run. And so here it is, they're wanting to win. They're pushing it. And you'll see so many, and you may see some that will start falling behind. And that's how it is, too, in the ministry. You'll have people who will start, and then they'll start slacking, and they'll start backing back, you know. And then they'll start watching what others are doing. You know, what it is, when I see other ministries and I'm always listening or I'm watching, observing ministry, whether, you know, online or offline, I'm noticing these people in ministry, they are doing, I mean, it amazes me. They are doing what God has called them to do. They're growing, and that's what it's going to take in the ministry, is that we have to grow spiritually. That means we have to stay in study. We got to do whatever it takes to feed the Spirit, to be taught by the Spirit, and we're going to have to stay in that race no matter how difficult it may be. No matter whether you may be one, there may be people that will be against what you actually is standing for. Well, you have to stay in the race. Don't slack. If you start slack, say, Lord, give me the endurance, give me the strength, give me the ability to continue moving and staying in this race. And that's what you have to do. So what I'm saying here, and I'm not saying this just for you, this is for me as well. No matter what my trials and tribulation, my hardships they may be, I may feel tired at times. I may even feel like wanting to give up at times. But there is this Spirit, this Holy Spirit that gives me the ability that says, hey, let's get up. Okay, get out of the pity party. Okay, I'm here with you. He may send others that will encourage me with words of encouragement. And he's going to say, you know, a lot of times we have to focus. Focus on him. Get off of what's distracting us, all the stuff that's going around in our world, around you, in your community, whatever it is, maybe in your home, distracting you, start focusing. That means get back into the word, get back into the attention, giving God his attention, okay? And so anyway, this is where we need to stay in the race. Another as the definition, as I read before about endurance, it was another definition, somewhat similar to what I read, but it says here the power to withstand. We have to have the power. Whose power? God's power to stand. Withstand what? Withstand pain. We're going to have pain. We're going to go through some hurt. People are going to hurt us. People are going to say things. People are going to criticize. People are going to do these things. You're going to be attacked. But this is through the hardships. There are many, many brothers and sisters who are right now at this time in hardships or in prison, you know, because of Jesus Christ's sake. There's going to come a time that this, what we're going through as prosecution, we're going to go through some things that is going to be where we're going to have to endure it. This is all about ministry. This is all about ministering the word of truth, telling the truth. Right is right and wrong is wrong. We see in our world that they are making right to be wrong, and they're making wrong to be right. But we know better, okay? So stand on the truth and don't slack. Just keep pushing forth, keep moving forward. And so here it says the ability or strength. Got to have the ability or strength to continue. And it says despite the fatigue, your stress. We're going to have fatigue. We're going to have stress because we're going to be, you know, we're in flesh or other adverse conditions. We're going to have some things because we're in this body. This body is as flesh. This is only a human body. But thank God, too, that with us having the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, that is what keeps us. The Holy Spirit in the flesh is wrestling all the time. So what the Holy Spirit is doing is helping us through it. It is encouraging us. It's helping us through those fatigue and stressful times, whatever the condition, when your body may break down and you may get sick. So whatever that you may be going through, God says He is going to help us and heal us and help us through all of this. Amen. Well, this is Sister Betty with It's My Journey, you know, and I said my journey. It used to be my journey. It is the journey. Amen. And I'm going to go through. There's one more scripture in Galatians, and I'm going to go there. Amen. And it's Galatians chapter 1. Verse 11. Amen. Amen. It is such a blessing to be here tonight. This was my best time that I would be able to bring forth a message. So I thank God He able me to bring forth a message tonight, an encouraging message. This year is almost over with. Amen. And so we just pray and hope. We don't know what day, what time, when Christ is coming, but whenever it is, if we leave before He comes, let us continue being ready. Let us continue staying in that race and doing His will. Amen. Galatians, I got it, chapter 1, verse 11. And it says here, all right, let me get to it. Here we go. All right, it says here, strengthen with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy. Amen. I'm going to read that again. Strengthening with all might, according to His glorious power. It's all about God's glorious power, His power. That's some strong power for all patience, having to be patient. We have to be patient and long suffering. We're going to have long suffering. But within that, with that long suffering, we're going to have joy. That means have joy. That means, yes, joy even when you're hurting, when you're in pain, joy, because you're thinking about the joy. Think about what God has done. Think about what He has done and what He's going to do in your life. Think about what He has called you out to do. Think about what He has done for you, what He is doing with you and through you. That's joy. Joy is comes in the morning. It's joy. It can be morning. It's a joy. It feels like it's night right now, right where I'm at, but it's like joy. I am joyful, and I thank God for Him being that joy, giving me that joy. So this is Sister Betty Jo with My Journey. And I hope that you was encouraged and blessed by this message, because it is all about us being call for his purpose. We all have a purpose. He has a purpose for us. If you don't know what that purpose is, ask and he will show you. Just pay attention to what the purpose is. Your purpose, that whatever, you know, the main purpose is about saving souls. What is assignments he has for you may be assignment that maybe he hasn't called for me to do, or assignment that he called me to do maybe not be for you. It can be from the smallest things to the largest, but it is still considered. It is the ministry, and it is all about evangelizing it. It's all about using it, what he has called us out to do for his purpose, and we must endure it. Endure it, okay? You know, once you, if you, you drop down, if you get tired, just, hey, just get on back up. Call and ask him. Just say, Lord, give me strength to endure this, to get me back up on my feet, on whatever it is, you know. Thank you very much for listening, and hopefully you were blessed by this message. I thank God for it. I thank God for him comforting me at this moment. And for every tear that I may shed, it is a tear that he knows what it means. He knows, you know, even he wept himself. So it's okay. It's okay, all right? So if I don't come back and, you know, I don't know when I'll bring forth another message, but if I do and if I don't, I pray and hope that you and your family have a wonderful, blessed Merry Christmas, and know really what that season is all about. It is about him. It's about him. And so have a wonderful one, and thank you very much for stopping by. In Jesus Christ's name, bye-bye.